Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
College Football Insider with On3 Sports, Mr. Brett McMurphy. Brett, we got a lot of things to cover. A lot of Georgia, a lot of Georgia Tech, some college football playoffs, some coaching rumors. But we have had an intense conversation all morning. And I'm going to remove one of these from the conversation. What is the worst Halloween candy? And I'm going to take candy corn out of the equation. You're not allowed to pick candy corn. What's the worst Halloween candy, Brett?
Well, I don't think anyone would give out black licorice, but I would put that up there. And also, this is way old school. People used to, like, give out apples. I wasn't a big apple fan either. So
that's a good call. We had
candy apples are different, but just, yeah, here's an apple in your bag. No, thanks.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Nice call.
Might as well egg your own house if you're doing that, Brett.
Well, Brett, I saw.
Right, exactly. Like,
I saw Fernando Mendoza and Ty Simpson are co-favorites for the Heisman this year. What could Georgia Tech's QB Haynes King do to get in the running here?
Yeah, well, you know, I hate to give you the secret on kind of figuring out who's going to win the Heisman, so please don't tell anybody. Keep it between us. But statistics, I don't think, really matter that much anymore. Everybody puts up such big numbers no matter what school you're at. So I think for Haynes King, look, if Georgia Tech goes 12-0, including the win against Georgia at the end of the regular season, and gets to the ACC title game, I think he would have a legitimate chance to win it. Because again, don't tell anyone, but it's more about the narrative of these guys than necessarily the stats or anything like that. Certainly, you got to be a great player. You got to be on a great team. Nobody's going to win the Heisman for a team that's, you know, 500 around that. So he's got a good shot. The challenge is to, you know, win all the games, unfortunately, for Georgia Tech, and I think he has a chance. I think Carson Beck was in a great position. You know, get to Miami to their first ACC title, and maybe they can still do that. And he actually was the favorite before last week, and then he had one bad game, through four interceptions, and he shuffles all the way down. So I think Haynes has a legitimate shot. You know, unlike last year, I think this is 1,000% going to go to a quarterback because there are so many good quarterbacks on teams that are up there in the top five, top ten. But, yeah, I mean, certainly he's not one of the top two or three favorites right now. But I think he's – I don't have the entire list in front of me, but I think he's probably down around the 8, 9, 10 favorite. But that, look, that doesn't mean anything. Everyone needs their Heisman moment. Georgia Tech runs the table, and they beat Georgia. Certainly that would bulk him up and at least, I would hope, earn him a trip to New York City.
Brett, let's play the what-if game here. And I think Georgia Tech has a great shot of beating Georgia. I think it's going to be a great game here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, just down the street from us. But let's play the what-if game. If Georgia Tech were to lose to Georgia and they finished regular season 11-1, Do they have to win the ACC championship the following week to get into the college football playoff?
Man, that's the great unknown. I mean, I've actually had Georgia Tech in my playoff and bowl projections for On Three, doing weekly. Yeah, I'm a sicko. But I've had Georgia Tech projected in my college football playoff for the past few weeks, because I do think they get in. In your scenario, I think it depends on, you know, who you're comparing them against. You know, the positives would be, you know, you're 11-2. I think it depends on who you play in the ACC title game. We talked about Miami earlier. If it ends up being Miami, and it's a close game, certainly can't have a blowout, similar to SMU last year. SMU won the ACC regular championship. They lost in the title game to Clemson, but it was on a last-second field goal that got them in. People on the committee told me that if SMU would have got blown out in that game, and it was trending that way till SMU rallied late, they probably wouldn't have got in. So I think it depends on how close those losses are, and also something that, you know, you can play it out, but there's no way to know what's going to happen is, you know, who are they being compared against? I mean, right now there's five SEC teams basically in the top 10 of the AP poll, and I think they all deserve to be up there. But they're going to play each other. And how much are they going to beat up on each other? You know, how many two-loss teams is Georgia Tech being compared to? I think certainly what is challenging and could hurt Georgia Tech is, other than Georgia and whoever they play in the ACC title game, they don't have any ranked opponents on their schedule. And it's the teams that are ranked at the end of the season, not when you played them. So, you know, the credit they get for the Clemson win is not carry as much weight because Clemson is falling and can't get up. So certainly if they're 12-1 and I don't care who that one loss is to, I don't see any way they're not in. But when you get the two losses and now you're bringing in half a dozen teams and all the different schedule strengths and metrics, and quite frankly, it's a beauty contest at that point, then it's basically left up to the hands of the committee.
Brett McMurphy joining us here on the Morning Shift. Brett, you tweeted Saturday, yeah, that's a huge, huge win for the Gators in Athens. If you know, you know, and a wink emoji. So since you're telling us all your secrets this morning, what do you know? Where does their coaching search in Gainesville start and end?
So the weird thing is, Florida, they don't need, but I think certainly would make it an easier transition. They need Ole Miss not to make the playoffs. And ironically, on November 15th, Florida plays Ole Miss. So Florida could actually increase the chances of Lane Kiffin to come into Gainesville by beating Lane Kiffin and knocking him out of the playoffs. So, yeah, I'm glad you picked up on that. It wasn't too subtle. But Lane Kiffin's the number one target. It's not a secret. I think, you know, nothing against Ole Miss, but I think historically and other factors, resources, et cetera, Florida's a better job than Ole Miss. Where it gets challenging is, what if Ole Miss makes the playoffs? They may or may not. We'll find out how they do down the stretch. But if they do make it and, you know, win a couple of games and now you're into January, you know, is Florida going to wait on Kiffin? You know, what kind of assurances would he give Florida? Certainly nobody is going to sign anything while they're at another school saying, when the playoffs are over, I'm going to come to your school. Certainly nobody's going to say that publicly. And look, I give Ole Miss credit. Their athletic director come out and said, look, we want to sign Lane to a knee, assign to an extension. But guys, there's no way that Lane Kiffin's going to sign anything until the season's over. So that thing will be fascinating to watch. But yeah, I think Florida's top three candidates are Lane Kiffin, Lane Kiffin, Lane Kiffin.
Finishing up here with Brett McMurphy from On3 Sports. Brett, you know, you're talking about the Florida opening I think there's another couple of, you know, you got Mike Norvell who gets the vote of confidence. I don't know how far that takes him, but what's the next job to come open? I mean, there's talk about Hugh Freeze, Brian Kelly, and there's some other speculation around there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's hard to say at this point. I mean, it's like, it's crazy, you know, the openings we already have right now. And again, I'm not saying all of these would happen, but if things don't break the right way or go wrong, you could see Auburn, you could see Wisconsin. Florida State says they're going to wait to reassess at the end of the year. North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky. You mentioned LSU. That's a possibility. Oklahoma won against South Carolina, but if they lose out, you know, how secure is Brent Venables there? I guess I should have just named the schools that possibly won't make changes. It would have been a shorter list. But at this point, I don't necessarily know who's next. But, you know, I just reeled off, you know, 8 or 9 schools, and I think that's how volatile this coaching carousel is going to get. It's going to get crazy. It's going to really get crazy, I think, once we get into November, and then schools maybe are less worried about opening the portal at that point, because they will, you know, they'll know in a few weeks that they'll have a new coach in place.
Yeah, good stuff, Brett. Always a pleasure to talk to you, man. That's Brett McMurphy, College Football Insider with On3 Sports. Not a fan of candy corn or apples in the Halloween bag. Thanks so much, Brett.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.